This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And if you froze in terror after hearing that, we know you've watched Squid Game, so have we. If you've watched it, or if you haven't watched it, rather, it's a Korean show that's set to be Netflix's biggest hit. It focuses on what people will do for money, how broken our society is, just really light stuff like that. Recently, though, there's been a whole big thing about its subtitles and captioning. That's what we're getting into today.
And even that little clip is kind of an example of it, right? Because it is called the Red Light, Green Light song. It references a game in which I think we've all played a version of, in which one person stands facing away from the crowd and you attempt to cross a line while there is a song being sung and the person kind of looks over their shoulder, except in this case, the person's a giant doll and their machine guns trained at you. But the point is that when you're watching, I mean, anything, right, that isn't in your mother tongue or isn't in a language that you understand, subtitles are going to be very crucial. And a TikTok user posted a clip recently on how the English subtitles for Squid Game were inaccurate and didn't preserve the original meaning of the show. And that sparked a whole bunch of discourse online about whether the subtitles were accurate, whether it ultimately affected the viewing experience. It is very important for us to say at this point that if you're now suddenly questioning your understanding of Squid Game, if you did not watch it as closed captioning, instead, if you watched regular subtitles, you're probably fine, because the TikTok user had to kind of admit subsequently that despite the fact that the tweets and TikTok went viral, it was brought to her attention after that she was actually watching the closed captions or CC and not subtitles.
All of this, though, does bring up a very important and perhaps familiar experience for many people who watch a lot of subtitled films or TV shows, which is this question of the intended meaning or the original dialogue versus what we eventually get because we are consuming it in either English subtitling or BM subtitling and so on. Just a little example that the TikToker gave. So one of the sentences that she said was mistranslated was a particular character says, "I'm not a genius, but I still got it worked out." And that's what we read. However, what the character actually said in Korean is, "I'm very smart. I just never got a chance to study." And she points out that the second version, the original version, actually makes a commentary on Korean society and access to education, whereas the version that you would have read if you read the closed caption is a little bit simpler and perhaps lacks nuance. And I think the nuance is where a lot of these challenges lie.
Yes, especially when it's a show like Squid Game, which ostensibly is sort of a mashup of a thriller, of kind of a twisty, turny sort of plot and action. And so on the surface of it, it looks like, simplified dialogue should be okay for this. But of course, as has been widely reported, and if you've seen the show, I think it's quite clear, it's also offering a lot of commentary, right, on a bunch of different elements in Korean society. You mentioned education disparity. There's also a huge thing about the wealth gap that exists, about older people having to work well past retirement age. It offers up all these things. And it is true, therefore, that if you don't have the nuance within the dialogue, if characters are having exchanges that don't appear to make sense, that you are losing a lot. However, the distinction between closed captions and subtitles is so crucial, because closed captions are really for people who are deaf or hard of hearing and who therefore prefer or require commentary of what's actually happening on screen, meaning a door slams, glass breaks. These are the things that closed captioning would have that subtitles would not. Subtitles instead just cover the dialogue. And so because the closed captioning is based on English dubs, which is, again, a good reason for why you should subtitle as opposed to watching dubbed versions, they tend to be further simplified. So I think that there are layers of translation here, all of which to say, though, that the art of translation, particularly for things that are going out to a worldwide audience, is a very, very tricky one.
Absolutely, right? And I mean, I read quite a number of translated books, for instance, and I always wonder what I'm losing out on in reading the English version rather than the original. But even in languages that I know, so if I'm watching a Tamil or a Hindi film, and I'm reading the English or BM subtitles, I recognize there are just some words or terms or expressions that cannot be translated outside of that language. If we think of BM in English and words like sayang and chinta, in English they'd both end up as love, but they actually mean very different things, and there's a lot of nuance that gets lost. I don't know whether part of this is just the inevitable accepting that we are not going to be able to understand this 100% because we're not consuming it in the original language.
There is that. Sayang is also such a great example, because when you say it, do you mean love, like, or do you mean what a pity? And all three things are valid, right? Depending on the context in which that person is saying that. I spoke about this when we reviewed Shang-Chi recently on Popcorn Culture as well, about a scene. There being a particular scene, I think, in which the Mandarin and the translations don't quite line up. You know, there's a pivotal moment where a parent is telling a character, you know, something very important. And they say, or at least the subtitles say, they say, I am proud of you. When in fact, what they say is, you are my pride. And I think that it is those kind of small nuances that do get lost, and that the TikTok user, subtitles or captioning aside, was trying to highlight. And considering how much international TV and cinema we watch these days, it's an interesting question to ask whether or not we're watching the things we think we're watching, whether or not we're getting the meaning we think we're getting.
So we're discussing all this in the context of Squid Game because, well, people have been complaining that the English closed captions don't necessarily reflect what the original Korean language is saying. And we'd like to hear from you. Do you like subtitles on your shows? What are some of your favorite subtitle mix-ups? You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll get into this after this with Jessica Kim, who is a Korean translator. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It is just coming up to 5:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we're talking about Squid Game, more specifically Squid Game's subtitles, because people have been pointing out that the closed captions not always the best in depicting what the characters are saying. So we'd like to hear from you. Do you like subtitles on your shows? What are some of your favorite subtitle mix-ups? You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're now joined by Jessica Kim, Korean translator and HH Korean Language Center teacher. Welcome to the show, Jessica. Now, the comment in the article is that almost none of the original dialogue was properly preserved in the subtitles for Squid Game. Would you agree with that?
It's hard to agree for me that none of the original dialogue was preserved in the subtitle for Squid Game. I think those claim was actually based on closed caption and not on an English subtitle. I watched them first without subtitle because I don't need them, obviously. Then when there is a debating on subtitle issue, I watch the game with subtitle. And I think it is actually quite well made, considering Korean language is very different from English.
Right. And having said that, were there moments that you did notice there were differences in the subtitles and what was being said?
This example is not so much of mistranslation. But something which I feel very sorry for, too much of localization. For example, episode one, the title has translated to red light, green light, the name of the game. And yeah, this has similar rules with the Rose of Sharon has blossomed, which is 무궁화 꽃이 피었습니다. However, the voice of child and the rhythm of song and the brutally killing of people would enhance the horrification of series. Actually, many people around me knew this game by watching their K-pop singers playing in other shows. Also, I want to explain about 깍두기 in the series. It is to call a person who have disadvantage in playing game. This is translated as weakest link, which derived from proverb, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Those days when people make kimchi with cabbage and there is balanced radish after use for kimchi, people don't throw the balanced radish away, but they make kaktugi, which is a radish kimchi. So by calling people kaktugi, is not to discard anyone, but make them still be part of game.
So we consume a lot of K-dramas here in Malaysia. Would you say that translation issues exist across the board for all of these shows?
There is no such thing as perfect translations in two completely different languages, I think. As long as it preserves much meaning and intention of the original language as possible, and audience can understand, it is good enough. We must take into account that subtitle has a limitation to include in meaning in 1-inch tall space. And also, every channel or platform has their own guidelines about formatting, offensive language, etc.
So what then are some of the difficulties when it comes to translating the nuances that exist in each respective language?
Besides likability on our actors, the audience has to feel the empathy emotionally. The difficulties are mainly on how to paraphrase the letters to figuratively. Often these metaphors or nuance are from cultural background of country. Especially Korean has a honorific form in language, which we use for superior to speaker to show respect.
Have you seen an increase in the number of people interested in learning Korean?
Oh yeah, I'm currently teaching Korean in HH Korean Language Center in Malaysia. And you can't imagine we are getting lots of interest in learning Korean language by Malaysians. Majority of our students is learning due to their passion for K-pop and K-dramas that they love. But they're also increasing in numbers of people choosing Korean as their first or second foreign language for their career advantage.
Jessica, I mean, in closing, do you have any advice for us as consumers of foreign content? Because I'm very sure that people are going to keep watching K-dramas, K-shows.
Hope you don't be discouraged whether the subtitle does not provide you 100% meaning of original language. Just watch and just enjoy. And it will come one day, you will desire to know more about it, then you can take it further, you know, like taking language class, you know, which is not only language, but also the culture together with the native teachers. It's purely based on my experience of living in Malaysia over 16 years. I love culture, I love people, and that make me want to learn Malay language to communicate and understand them better.
That was Jessica Kim, a Korean translator and HH Korean Language Center teacher, speaking to us about Squid Game's subtitles, the nuances of understanding languages and translating them, but in a larger sense, also the challenges of really watching shows like this and making meaning out of them. We'd like to hear from you. Do you like subtitles on your shows? What are some of your favorite subtitle mix-ups? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We're getting some already. We will look at them after this. But in the K-drama theme of today, we now have BTS with Dynamite. You're listening to the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.